Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Let's say hello to the ridiculously dope Sese Tetiwe.
Hello.
She went on a date the other night and she was gushing about it on Snapchat. You're one of my favorite people on Snapchat. Just stop snapping and driving. I've told you this.
I try, but then like I'm always in my car, so what must happen?
Yeah.
Don't Snapchat.
No, I can't do that. That's like not even an option. So what must happen, guys? I'm so sorry.
That voice of reason there, by the way, is Tamron Jardine.
Hello, hello.
How's baby?
Big.
Okay.
Kicking.
Yeah.
It's so big.
Really? It's and that, so by the way, cute. Is Stevie French.
Hi.
Stevie, how many times have you touched Tamron's belly so far today?
No, she none hasn't. At all. I think not I may have touched it once just to like feel how hard it was.
It is so hard.
That's what she said. Except that is what I said.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's how she got into the situation in the first place.
Oh, wow.
All right. So these three are here to weigh in. Let's just go around the room real quick. Anything that you immediately have to get off your chest before we get into this here? Any like burning issues that we must bring to the fore? Okay. Well, this is rare for women. Okay, cool.
We're just holding our tongue for the comments that comes along with the topics.
Okay, so let's kick it off with something that is serious and affecting loads and loads of people all around the world. And it's something that we just can't seem to get to grips with, and that is that we just put each other down on social media. What inspired this topic?
So I think it was me being sick and tired of people's vague Facebook posts. Like, I just can't, because you know what the thing is we all want to do a vague Facebook post, passive aggressively, like attacking someone else. We all want to do it. We all think about it. Some of us even take out our phones and type the message out.
Mm.
But then don't post. It is a very select group of people that are like, this is a great idea, post. You know, just either send the person a WhatsApp and be like, you're being a douche, or tag the person in the post so that we can all know who to stay away from, according to you. Or don't post it. And so, you know, I mean, I feel like this is a new thing we're coming up against here. But like, online just allows people to be so mean, and they're not that mean in real life. That's the thing that's crazy for me.
Because they're too scared to be that mean in real life, because they actually don't have a, you know, those people that are these online bullies are not the mean girls at school.
Yeah.
Because
no,
I can guarantee you right now, I was one of the mean girls at school.
Why are you so proud?
She always brings this up.
I was like, I'm not saying it in a proud way, but in the way that if I have an issue with you, I'm going to come to your face and I'm going to say, listen, I have a fucking issue. But if I don't want to sort it out, I'm just going to be like, I don't like you. I don't need to be around you. And I walk off.
But then the other difficult thing is, so I've always been of the opinion that if someone says something mean about one of your friends, there's no reason to pass it on. No. Like when people tell me about mean things that other people have said about me behind my back, I always think to myself, like, I didn't need that information. Like, why are you letting me know this? And so I had a situation where I found out that someone was saying something mean about one of my friends behind their back, and I told them, and it was a really horrible situation because I felt like I could have not told them and saved them the trouble, but it was a big enough situation that it couldn't have not gone unsaid.
No,
such a fine line, you know? If I say Sese, so Tamron said to me that you looked fat.
That's you being malicious. Like,
exactly,
why would you tell me that?
Exactly. But if I'm going around saying like, if I say to you, Sese, like Tamron tweeted something like really, really mean about you, and you need to know this because it's actually like hurting your image, or she's being
two-faced. You know what? I learned a very important lesson a couple of months ago, where sometimes, you know, well, here's a quick summary. I had a friend, right, male friend. Then I became friends with his girlfriend. Then now we're all friends, but the male friend hid the fact that him and I were friends before I became friends with the girlfriend, right? So I was like, dude, like, why aren't you telling her you know me outside of, you know, me knowing you from the relationship?
Yeah.
So it's like, no, I'll tell her, whatever. Next thing, man comes and just basically tells me about his undying love for me. And I thought, you know what? if I'm a true friend to the girlfriend, I need to go and tell her that, you know, your man just told me he loves me and like I'm being a good friend.
No,
and
the girl will think you're being the jealous bitch.
Yes. So I went and I did that and I lost the entire circle.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Because now they can't hang around me with them around. I can't hang around her with the boyfriend around. I can't even speak to the boyfriend because now he's a douchebag. And the lesson that I learned from that was that sometimes you need to read the situation because had I known beforehand, I'd know that with that kind of girl, I don't need to go and tell her this. I'll just basically just talk to the guy or whatever, cuck the guy out or whatever. But, and also someone had just said, why did I tell her? Maybe it was for me to clear my conscience because I'm the one that needs to be a good friend. And by me clearing my conscience, that means that I'm going to basically like rack up her whole world. Like there's a fine line between everything.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of the whole discussion about cheating in marriage, you know, a lot of times you'll watch a movie and they'll say, now don't you dare tell this person because that's just selfish. That's you needing to get your bad deed off of your chest. But by you telling them, you're going to ruin everything. Mm. And it's a tricky situation because, you know, I mean, I don't know if I would, if it was like a once off terrible mistake, like he, you know, try to, dear old Al, try to jump off a bridge because he felt so badly about this, like, loss of all this misjudgment of character, whatever, on his part. Like, maybe I wouldn't want to know if it's going to make him a better husband for the rest of our lives. But that's a decision that you almost need to make for yourself, you know, because if I'm sitting there going, like, I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change my behavior every single day and make this marriage work for me. You know, like, do I need to tell him? I don't know.
I don't know. Each to his own. You just need to figure out what that is.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I think, like, with Stevie, there was a situation a while back where Stevie told me something that someone had been saying behind my back, but it was information I needed to know because it was defamation. So when it's defaming you, I think your friend should tell you if it's something that, and it wasn't for her to feel better, it wasn't anything, it was something I needed to know because
she's looking out for you.
It was to get you out of a bad situation.
So when your friends are there for that reason, I think it's completely different. Like, if the guy is cheating on you relentlessly and he's then obviously you must step up and be like, but then you go to the woman with proof.
Yeah. But as well, I mean, it goes back to
but it's never
going to
end well. You guys are never going to be BFFs if you go with proof. And
I never come out the hero out of this. Yeah. Like, they're going to patch things up.
And look, here's Johnny. He's messing around with someone else. He has the pictures.
And Ari, I don't remember if we had this discussion last week when the other girls weren't here, if it was the week before when we were discussing about, like, everybody laughing at catfights. How?
Yes, yeah. Well, I was going to bring that up, actually. Yes, it was something that happened on Facebook. Yeah.
Yes, so how, you know, we then the two girls are at it and like now your friend drops you and takes the guy and you have to like you have to take the burden of what he's done. You're taking the punishment for it, but it's his actions.
So the thing that we were speaking about last time was something that Maps
Mapolyane.
No, it's still the same one. Oh, yeah,
a new cover.
But they haven't brought out the iPhone 7 yet, people. So it was something
slight detour here in the conversation.
It was something that Maps Mapolyane tweeted out. It was screenshots of a conversation between two women on Facebook. So the one woman posts on the guy's wall, happy belated birthday, X. Sorry for the late message. I hope you had a day as lovely as you are with a green heart and a kissy face emoji. The girlfriend likes the posts and responds and says, another one that needs to learn boundaries. No need for hearts and missy faces, honey.
Oh, my goodness.
See, now, this does not do anything for
makes you look crazy.
Woman.
No.
Yes. Okay, but can...
But now you see, I think Tamron would have posted something like that on Facebook.
No, I probably would have called the woman up.
We needed you in the studio last week.
No, because we thought it was ridiculous.
It is. It makes you look so crazy.
Tamron, coming from the other side.
But Tamron is also pregnant. And we love women, feminism, power to all. But,
no,
the
pregnant women
but the hormones...
It doesn't matter. But you're grinding your teeth because this is you would have posted this, right? You would have said you need to learn boundaries.
I probably would not have commented on the status, but if no, but that's a little bit that's too innocent. Like
it's very innocent.
Okay, also, also, it was a green heart. Can we just say
it was a green heart? Okay,
green hearts are not hearts.
I post green hearts and pink hearts all the time. When I use a red heart, it means like
you know
you love the person.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know it was that deep.
So the conversation continues after the chick says another one that needs to learn boundaries. The girl that posted it responds and says, "My angel, don't drop your insecurities on your boyfriend on me." A heart, a red heart, and then a kissy face. She replies and says, "Have the decency to respect the fact that he's my boyfriend and stop the fucking over friendly whore tendencies."
Whoa! This did not come out during our last conversation.
Whoa.
What? Whore tendencies over a green heart.
So the other girl then replies and says, "Stay tuned for a segment dedicated to the situation on my next video blog. P.S. Oh. You've been catfished, bitch. Thank you for our new content. Please let me know if you would like me to tag you in the post for some free exposure. Wow. Hugs and kisses. Psycho bitch diaries."
Wow.
This is a very... Okay.
But and then she replies, this is the last thing, okay. And she says, "Bring it, bitch. I'll take you out."
Okay, bar the last comment there, this was a very eloquent and witty little to and fro, wasn't it?
No, between these girls. It was very stupid.
No, that the other girl was your
so passive aggressive.
Yo, she was brilliant. She's like, "Well, you just shut up."
Like, Tamron's like, "You are my Facebook rant hero."
No, the girlfriend should have just backed down. Okay, the difference is.
But the oak is nowhere to be found in any of this.
And that's why you look stupid.
No, but he, first of all, boyfriend fucking
I'm sure the oak is in bed with this honey thing. And you see, I told you she's crazy. And there you are going, "Psycho bitch. Like, leave my man, you whore." And that man's like, "You see, I told you. She's crazy."
No, but at the same time, like, is it a girl that he's been messaging? Is it a girl that has been messaging your boyfriend relentlessly and then decides to write a post on his face? Like,
but the problem here is the platform and the fact that you've got to remember that, it's going to be seen by people.
So, okay, let's talk about this.
No, don't. What,
like, in my situation,
can I my man with me?
She's not your man. The only person that made a commitment to you is the man. I mean, you've got no business talking to
her. But then the woman, like, for example, I think now, okay, maybe I'm in a different situation now. I think if you're married or if you have got a child with someone or a child on the way, like, if you are a woman that's stepping into that relationship, you have a lot to question about yourself. And because you are not just breaking up a girlfriend or boyfriend situation. You're breaking up a home or you're breaking up a family. You're not just breaking the girl's heart. You're breaking the child's heart. Or you're breaking the family's heart.
So, okay, we do need context.
Context is very important.
But the thing is that you read this and you think, crazy woman.
Yeah.
So why go into social media and social expose like this?
Social media is not
like
the place where you should have done that.
Hold on a second. So this actually ties in very well with our passive-aggressive Facebook rant. Because we're saying, oh, you should just like go out and say it and tag the person. Clearly you shouldn't, because when you do that, you look like a crazy bitch.
Mm. So do it face-to-face. Yeah. Be a mean
I can't
girl.
Do it face if to face because, like, I'm gonna get beat.
If
then
you can't
what?
Be a mean, I know your hair is like very pullable.
If you can't be a mean girl, then shut up and don't say
no,
it.
No, I will have an opinion. Also, on
but
that
not
topic,
on social media.
On that topic, you know, you get
to your
best friend. Okay, you get social media bullies, right? That are constantly trying to attack you for whatever reason. And then you get people like when they get to a point where now they're just so defensive that every single person that comes into their mentions, they want to fight because they're so used to like fighting people every single day. Like, so it's not only just the initial bullies, but also a lot of handles or people get turned into bullies as well because they have to constantly defend themselves. So
it happens both ways. Do you know how many times people want to run you down or... When you do something, and if they were brave enough to run you down to your face, I'd have a whole lot more respect for you.
But if you're gonna sit
behind your computer screen,
but that's the problem. That's the problem with the internet is that people can say these things, and so I think the thing we need to learn about vague Facebook rants is that just don't do them because you look like an idiot, and nobody knows who you're talking about, or everyone knows who you're talking about. Or everyone, I mean, like,
it's just not the right place to fight. I mean, sometimes you go into, like, even if there's something happening with Donald Trump and you start going into those comment sections on Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's thousands of comments and everybody's, like, fighting with each other. And I don't know at the end of the day what it achieves. So this online bitchy back and forth, like, wah, 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 wah. Like, what does it actually positively achieve?
If you look back at the issue that we recently had in South Africa with the racism, it never achieved anything, the online ban, like, the back and forth. It actually made those people who were having their white opinions versus the people who were having, it made the people with their own opinions look bad.
But we give this device that we hold in our hands so much power every single day. We give our power over, because how many times, if you're even texting your mom, does stuff get lost in translation because it's not actually being spoken about and you don't
have
time?
That's why you have to use emojis.
She used the green heart and look what happened to her.
No, but at the same time, like, I think someone wishing your boyfriend happy birthday, she went a bit extreme. But if your boyfriend, if she's writing on your boyfriend's wall, like, hey, honey, really good seeing you last week. No, no, no. Yo.
What if does
I still wouldn't comment on that for Facebook, but I'll find out where you live.
No, I just talked to my man.
I'll be knocking on,
like,
your door.
I'm very sensible when it comes to things like that, because obviously, like, this girl is making me feel insecure. So if there's this one girl that keeps on texting you and it's genuine friendship, I'll come to you and I'll say, but babe, you know what? Like, I really feel insecure and this girl is making me feel this way. Mm-hmm. And if you are a good boyfriend, you'll go to your friend and say, hey, man, look, you know how relationship dynamics are. Don't, like, write on my wall. You know, we'll hang out when I see you, dog, or whatever. But my girl feels this way. Shouldn't be difficult.
What about when it's a cry for help? And how do we decipher if it is one or isn't one?
That green heart psycho bitch whore. That one is a cry for help. Why are you going around doing that?
Cry for help, cry for attention. Because I think, how do you decipher? You know, I think a cry for help is someone messaging, like, you know,
about to jump off the building.
Yes, I can't see a way forward.
No, why are you
just
tweeting
isn't...
it? Like, clearly, want to jump off.
Yes, exactly, and that's why it's a cry for help.
But that's
a
why
cry
there's
for
also
attention.
Helplines.
Yes, exactly. But I mean, like, a couple of months ago, I got a DM from somebody, and they were, I can't remember what it said now, but the gist of it was, like, I'm feeling really depressed and, like, I don't know if I can go on. Like, are you available to talk to me?
Did you know the person?
No, I didn't know the person. And I was so like, sorry. And I was like, oh, like, I'm sorry. You know, what's going on? And they're like, oh, you know, I'm just, like, I'm lost my job and, like, I can't afford to put my kids through school. And, like, and I swear I was a bit hesitant at first, but the more I spoke to this person, the more they were really genuine. And I guess, you know, I'm quite an open person on my social media, and so they just felt like they could, you know, open up to me. And it was a really scary situation, and so I found the number for the National Suicide Helpline, and I called it to make sure that it was the correct number, and I sent the person the number and I said, look, just give them a call. They'll call you back.
Wow.
Like, you don't have to worry about your airtime and stuff. And, you know, I said, like, please, I'm like, I'm here with you. You can, you know, you'll be able to get through this. We can, you know, and we sent like four or five, like, DMs back and forth, like long DMs to each other. And I messaged the person the next day and they were like, yeah, I spoke to someone and, like, it was really, like, helpful. Thank
you. But they done it in a private way as well, which is different.
Exactly.
And by the way, you're a much bigger person than I am, because I would have blocked.
Me too. I would have been like, locked. I don't know you. You want to tell me your problems? Not fam. I would have blocked it.
I would have been like, peace out. It's been real. Thank
you
so much.
You know what the
worst
part is? I don't even read my DMs.
I need to.
I'm like,
I select who I read. I'm like,
no, I don't even select. I just, like, I'm like, DM, like, like, if so it looks like someone flirting with me, I'm just like.
So I have an automatic DM message, and my message is quite funny. You can follow me on Stevie French.
I think I have it.
Yeah, it's, anyway, so it's quite tongue-in-cheek and things like that. And I say in my DM, like, this is awkward because this is an automated message, but if you reply and you respond to me, you'll get a message from me. And so I get a lot of responses, and it's so difficult.
Stevie's such a good person, guys.
So no, like, I will like schedule like an hour or two in my week where I just sit down and like respond to DMs. It's so, it takes so much time. But like, I'll reply, people ask, how are you? I reply a week later with like a smiley face. Because I just want to be engaging. Thank you.
But I mean, what is... I mean, we've got to sort of wrap up our opinions now on this idea of social media bashing and that kind of thing and drawing the line. I mean, it's a personal thing. So one has to really think before one posts. Because it's very... I think, though, in the beginning of social media, I was a lot worse at this. I would just post, like, subtweets or what I thought or whatever. Now I'm getting better, though.
The problem is, like, Facebook memories, when it's like, 4 years ago, you said this, and you go, what?
Because you learned to handle it.
What was I doing? Like, why was I so lame?
My biggest problem is perceptions. Because now we've read this girl's Green Heart rant, and we've all decided that she's crazy. You know what I mean? And I had an incident on Twitter as well where I got into this huge fight with someone. And
was this the girl that you wanted to take an
restraining order against?
Yes, I remember, hey?
Yeah, so I got into that. And my biggest problem now is whenever I meet people, they're like, oh my gosh, Sese, the one that had a fight with Zani. I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't want to be known for that.
Hello, drug smuggler. Like, I see people are still like, oh yeah, and we can't go back to Dubai.
Oh my goodness, that was you.
Remember, Stevie was in that drug smuggling thing.
Case in point, people. Point proven.
That was you. That is just so funny. Oh, Stevie, you just made my day.
But the best part about why that made your day is because of the person she is to have been accused of such a crime.
How did you manage to do it? I think I'd do a better job than Stevie. No wonder you got caught.
No, she wasn't the person.
It doesn't matter. She is now in my head. It's funnier. Oh my gosh. Thank
I was like,
you.
No,
Stevie
she was
never
the,
took drugs
she was
through
the one
our Tumblr.
She was accused on Twitter, and then it ended up being some Nigerian
that's
lady
so
who
funny.
Was
an extra on Issa Dingo, not a real
but
character.
Yo, that's so
the
funny.
Point of our story is that perceptions last a lot longer than 140 characters.
Yeah, so you've got to be careful how you use those 140 characters. Okay, advice to people on using social media. And I don't know if I'm going to ask you for this, Tamron, because you look like you could get into a twirl.
No, I won't. I never, ever have, and I never will. I phone the person up.
Okay, cool. There you go. So that's your advice then, is deal with it in real life.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm a lot more scarier in real life than I am in 140 characters.
Oh.
First of all, because I'm dyslexic.
Yes.
That it's never as intimidating when there's a spelling error. But it's a lot more intimidating when you're face-to-face and you're twice that person's height.
Boom. Stevie?
Yes.
I write out my tweet. I save it in my drafts. And then I try and find something like inspirational and positive to send out. And it sounds lame, but I swear it gets way more likes and retweets.
Every week, I try and stop myself from getting into a tour because I can't fight in person.
Every week?
Every single week. Okay. I can't fight in person. I will not try fight in person because I will definitely lose and I've got a reputation to keep. Also, I'm an emotional person and I'm quite irrational as well. So if something happens, I'm more likely to respond in the heat of the moment and then go and delete it later. But it could have ended up in a tour. But like, I'm really trying to stop that because I'm getting into a lot of business and I'm getting into a lot of image business. So I can't be putting myself out there and have these images about me. So...
Just be vanilla. Don't start shit with anyone.
Yeah, that's the one
thing. I love your 50 Shades of Grey reference, Ari.
I didn't realize it was a 50 Shades one.
Didn't you?
What's the vanilla reference in 50 Shades?
No. Oh my gosh, it's lukewarm sex.
Oh.
Although the vanilla sex that they have was actually pretty steamy.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I really didn't know
it
that.
It wasn't in the red room, right? It was like normal missionary
sex. It was in a hotel.
I've seen the movie, but I didn't know that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know we're having like a very serious conversation.
Okay, here comes the curveball.
I was ready. Did you see my face? I was
right,
so ready.
Tell us, what dish did you cook this week?
Okay.
I tried to be normal.
Let me actually, I'm going to put the script away. Stevie, what is it?
Okay, no. So listen. So I have read the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy, okay? And last night I finished the 50 Shades of Plaid parody book. And wait for it. It is a 50 Shades parody, but it is a choose your own adventure. So you walk into Plaid's office and you go...
Is that the lead guy, Plaid?
Plaid rather than Grey. And he wears like these horrendous suits. And then you trip into the office and it says, If you say, I'm sorry, I tripped, your suit was just so horrendously blinding, click here. And then it says, if you say, because I'm reading on my Kindle, and then it says, if you say, sorry, I just forget how to walk sometimes, click here. And I finished it, and it is so funny. She did it again. At the park, Stevie hits a six. Right.
That's where we'll leave it with the ladies of the round table. Thank you very much, Stevie, for that random piece of information. If people want to get that book, how do we get involved?
I guess Amazon.com.
Fantastic. There you go. All right. It's at Tamron_Jardine everywhere, right?
Yeah.
At Stevie French SA everywhere.
Yeah.
And at Cesetetiwe everywhere.
Yep.
Those are the ladies of the round table there. We've got some serious stuff to get into over the next couple
Done
of weeks.
With Stevie.
We've got to talk sex workers. We've got to talk dating preferences. It says here we have to talk about facial products, friend or foe. And of course, Stevie's got a lot more stuff that she needs to tell us about.
Yes, stay tuned.
Yeah, it's getting hectic. Ladies.
We'll be back next Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in.
Johannesburg guy meets British girl.
Hi, I'm John.
Sarah.
British girl returns to Britain.
Mind the gap.
Johannesburg guy misses British girl. Johannesburg guy decides to go get British girl.
Mind the gap.
John?
Will you marry me, Sarah?
Yes.
Life doesn't come to you, so go to it. Virgin Atlantic. Tickets on sale now on virginatlantic.com or contact your travel agent.
Kelman on cliffcentral.com.